Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining. Welcome. Have a seat, relax, get some snacks, a drink. So today we'll be talking about A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams. It's a great play, by the way. Warning, there are some spoilers, so if you haven't read the play or watched the film, I strongly recommend you do so. They do have some differences, the play and the movie, and we'll talk about that today. But the main topic will be one of the main characters, Stella. So if you were to describe Stella Kowalski, I would say that she's caring when it comes to her sister Blanche. For example, on page 93, she says, "I like to wait on you, Blanche. It makes me seem more like home." When she says that, I feel like there's more to the story. Like, we get only a snippet of their past. Well, at least Stella's past. Mainly because they don't really talk about what happened back home. They usually just give us a little sneak peek and then continue on with the story, which I find very interesting. And that could be found in scene 5. Another example of her being caring towards her sister would probably be basically the last scene when she's being taken to the hospital. Blanche is being taken to the mental hospital. And Stella says, and I quote, "Oh my God, Eunice, help me. Don't let them do that to her. Don't let them hurt her. Oh God, oh please God, don't hurt her. What are they doing to her? What are they doing?" And I quote. It seems very dramatic, but at the same time, it is a dramatic scene. Another description I would use for Stella, I would say that she's weak, but it's not her fault. I mean, she's in an abusive relationship, physically and emotionally. You can tell just by probably the first scene when she talks to Stanley, which is her husband, by the way, if you guys are watching this without watching the film or reading the play. Once again, I strongly recommend you read it. It's amazing. Like, okay, so on scene 8, page 131, it's Blanche's birthday. They're all sitting, eating dinner. And Stella says, "Your face and your fingers are disgustingly greasy. Go and wash up and then help me clear the table." And then Stanley, her husband, hurls the plate to the floor and says, "That's how we clear the table." Now, to me, this seems like an abusive relationship. It even says here, Stella begins to cry weakly. Stanley stalks out on the porch and lights a cigarette. As if he doesn't care, he just made his wife cry in front of his sister-in-law. And it's her birthday, Blanche's birthday. And he doesn't care. It's like he's the man of the house. It shows a lot of sexism in this play, which it's sad that it's showing it, but I'm glad that it's showing a little light on sexism and abusive relationships. It also touches upon alcoholics. So as you can see, even from this scene, Stanley is seen as, or he sees himself at least as superior and bigger than the rest of the house. He's the man. Quote. Another example would be in scene 4 on page 72, where Stella talks to Blanche about the night of her wedding, her wedding night. He even smashed all the light bulbs with the heel of her slipper. But the strange thing is that she says, "I was sort of thrilled by it." I just find it so strange how she gets thrilled by it. I mean, your husband's abusing you. He's abusing you. And you're saying that you're thrilled? I do think that something happened. Something happened, definitely. Like, in her past, like, maybe at Belle Reve, her parents had an abusive relationship as well. Or maybe her other boyfriends were abusive as well. I don't understand. I'm really confused as to why she says she's thrilled by it. And even in the movie, in the film, you can see how she comes back to them. comes back to her husband, I mean, when she comes back to Stanley, it's like nothing happened. Like, he didn't make her cry. He didn't break the light bulb, break the glass, break something. He's so aggressive and he's so rude and impolite, and she's taking him back as if nothing happened. I don't know. It's all really confusing. I was gonna say that she may be the most sane character in this whole play, but clearly, if you're going back to your abuser because you're thrilled by it, I don't know. I don't understand that. But then again, there are some people that are afraid to leave. I'm not sure. I'm very curious as to why she keeps on going back. I mean, I've seen this happen many times in real life. Like, from my experience, I've seen this happen. People going back to their abusers after all they've done. But the fact that she says that she's thrilled by it, just like, I'm very curious as to why. And I wish I could ask Tennessee Williams as to why he wrote that in. So now let's talk about her relationships. So we've already established that she has a sister named Blanche, or Blanche, however you want to pronounce it. She's married to a man named Stanley Kowalski. She also has an upstairs neighbor named Eunice, and she comes and goes in the play, and you can see in the film and a little bit in the play how she also has a little bit of an abusive relationship. She seems more of like moral support for Stella when it comes to all of this. I mean, Stella has to choose between Blanche and Stanley, which we'll talk about soon. She's kind of there just for moral support, basically. Now, in this play, we do come across a few conflicts with Stella. For example, her abusive relationship with her husband Stanley, and how her sister reacts to the abuse. There's actually a lot that goes on in Stella's life. I mean, we find out that she's pregnant, and Stanley was told by Stella not to tell Blanche because of her reaction. And what does Stanley do? He tells Blanche. There's a lot going on in her life that we need to discuss. But we have discussed about her abuse with Stanley. Even Blanche, out of everyone, thinks that their relationship, Stanley and Stella's relationship, is a mess. Like, she even thinks it's abusive. I mean, on page 73, scene 4, Stella says, "What other can I be? He's taken the radio to get it fixed. It didn't land on the pavement, so only one tube was smashed. Are you standing there smiling?" Blanche says. Stella goes, "What do you want me to do?" Blanche says, "Pull yourself together and face the facts." Which is very true. She needs to face the facts. Like, your husband is abusing you. And even Blanche says, "In my opinion, you married a madman." Or, "You're married to a madman." Like, it's clear that even Blanche, out of everyone, thinks that relationship is terrible. It is. I mean, he's abusing her. He's like taking advantage of her. And he's making himself seem like he's bigger than everyone else. And Stella, I think that she's scared a little bit. She doesn't want to leave. And she puts on this face like she's thrilled about it. So maybe that's why she says she's thrilled about it, like to put on a face. But, like, you're in a relationship and your sister's trying to help you, so just get the help. But what's weird is that in the film, at the end of the play, she decides to leave him finally. But in the play, she stays and the poker game goes on. This is a scene where Blanche is being taken to the mental hospital. In the book, or in the play, everyone's normal at the end, everyone goes back to their lives, and Stella goes back to Stanley. But in the movie, which I actually like the movie because she finally leaves Stanley and she says no more, like, it's enough, enough's enough. So I wonder why Tennessee Williams decided for her to stay with Stanley. I wonder if anything in his life, like this ever occurred. Like maybe some abuse in his family. I mean, I hope not. But many writers do use their life experiences. So it's a possibility. So Stella does once again come across a few more conflicts. For example, in scene 7, this is when Stanley finally gets some information on Blanche and decides to tell Stella. So Stella finds a little bit of information on Blanche, and she doesn't know if she should believe it. This is when she finds out about the whole Flamingo Hotel and Blanche, I guess, prostitution, her prostitution, I guess. Or something happened in the Flamingo Hotel about Blanche and how she's been feeding them lies, which, I mean, when you think about it, she has been feeding them lies. And she even admitted to it. She says, Blanche says that a woman's charm is 50% illusion. But Stella has to basically pick between believing Blanche or believing her husband. Like, once again, Stella has to figure out whether Stanley is telling the truth about Blanche. I mean, this is a very difficult situation, mainly because it's your husband and it's your sister who you've grown up with. But some people do choose the one they love, like the one they married, rather than their own blood, which is confusing to me, but I don't know. In this case, I haven't really had much experience in love. I don't know. Stella says, "Now please tell me quickly what you found out about my sister." And then Stanley says, "Line number one, all this squeamish she puts on." Squeamishness? Is that even a word? You shouldn't just know the line she's been feeding to Mitch. Stanley says, "Line number one, all this squeamishness she puts on. You should know the line she's been feeding to Mitch. He thought she had never been more than kissed by a fellow. But Sister Blanche is no lily. Ha ha. Some lily she is." I mean, what? And then he finally tells Stella about the supply man down at the plant, has been going through Laurel for a few years, and he knows all about her and everything, or everybody else in town of Laurel knows all about
Fame.
her. She is as famous in Laurel as if she was the president of the United States. Only she is not respected by any party. I mean, he's literally just trying to make her sister seem terrible. Like, yes, she's made some mistakes and she's a weird person, but like, you're making Stella choose between believing you or believing her own sister. And Stella, I feel bad for her. But then again, she does go on believing Stanley, her husband, her abuser, without seeing any of the facts. Like, there's no proof she's done any of this. We don't know what happened. We still don't know what happened. I mean, Blanche does, like, later on tell us a little bit of what happened at the, sorry, Flamingo Hotel. But it's still not fair to Stella, who has to try and figure out what happened. And she's also pregnant, by the way. She's pregnant during this time. And this is probably causing her stress, and that's not good for the baby or for Stella or for anyone in this situation. I mean, once again, he's making her choose between believing him or believing Blanche. And it's her birthday too, so I don't understand why he's trying to do this at this time. So the next conflict in Stella's life is a bit more serious than the whole Laurel and Stanley trying to show Blanche's true colors. So trigger warning, rape, just in case anyone. So Stanley rapes Blanche. Blanche tells Stella, and she has doubts, which is so confusing because it's her sister, and she knows that Stanley's aggressive and abusive, emotionally and physically, so how could he not be like sexually abusive as well?
And how can you not believe your own sister? To me, I have this theory that she doesn't want to know the truth, or she doesn't want to believe it because Stanley's her husband, but she knows how she or how he is. So it doesn't make sense as to why she would not believe her own sister for the rape allegation, at least try to figure out if it's the truth or not. I understand that Blanche has hid many secrets from Stella. However, this specific situation, she should look into even more. I mean, for the Flamingo Hotel and Laurel and all of that, she didn't really look at the facts or look for proof or any of that. She just, I guess, reacted to what Stanley said. I'm not really sure if she believed 100% what he said about Blanche. However, with rape, especially with your sister, you should know, or you should at least try to find out if there's, like, Stella should try and listen to Blanche. And she needs to stop listening to Stanley because he's clearly abusive. And he's manipulative. And she goes back to him. And that's one of the reasons why I think she's weak, because she can't leave him. She keeps on going back no matter what he does, how he treats her, what he says. I feel really bad for her, but she keeps on going back, which it confuses me. And it angers me, and I'm pretty sure it angers other people. Because, so moving on to some themes that are shown. The play in general touches upon many themes. Some themes we've already spoken about, such as the abuse, the willingness to ignore truth, so with, like, the rape. There's importance of family, because she cares about Blanche and Belrev a lot. In the first few scenes, we hear Blanche talking to Stella about Belrev, and Stella basically downgraded with her class. She used to be really upper class, but then they all lost money. So now she's, I guess, middle class next to lower class. She doesn't have any doors or anything in the house. So everything's just open space, no privacy. Another theme would be forgiveness. She forgives Stanley a lot, which does not make sense once again. Every time he abuses her, she goes back to him. And finally, betrayal. She betrays her own sister even after the rape allegation. It makes you wonder, how did they grow up? What did they see? Because Stella seems like she changed. Like, every scene, she is... She betrays her own sister by believing her husband, even after the rape allegations. I mean, at least look into it. Like, try to believe your sister. It's your sister, your own blood, and you're not believing her. You're going back to your husband once again. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you all for listening. See you next time.